was just sitting here thinking, and I said to myself, self, and myself said, huh? Do you know, it is amazing how people are now, how people are, should I say, parents are now home raising their children. Have y'all ever thought about that? The parents who are working to provide all the time, and the children were either raising themselves or, you know, just, you know, come home and the parents don't have a lot of time for them because the parents are overworked, tired, etc., etc. Parents are now able to get to know their children, spend time with their children, talk to their children, and because we're forced to work from home. I think that is the best thing that has ever happened. I mean, it is absolutely wonderful. And I just wanted to know if you guys feel the same way. Like, I have enjoyed being home. I've enjoyed being with my family. I've enjoyed my children. I've enjoyed just understanding that when things that we're used to are taken from us, that I just still have so much to be grateful for. And I'm so grateful to my husband for just being who he is. And I can't even explain what I'm experiencing right now. It's such a great thing. And my kids are doing great. And, you know, everybody seems to be happy. Genuinely happy. You know, like there's love in the air. And yes, we're in this house, you know, and we can't go out and be with the friends who we're used to being with. And that feels a little hinky, if I'm honest, because I'm a hugger. Y'all know I'm a hugger. I love spreading love everywhere I go. So me not being able to hug my friends and not being able to share love and just be with them and you know, just be like, I miss you. So I'm going to tell all y'all right now, I miss y'all. I miss my friends. I miss my connection. I miss my peeps. I miss my coworkers. I miss my church members. I miss even my family members who I would have to go to see them in other cities or states. I miss them too. And you know what the wonderful thing is too? I was just thinking that as I was outside today, I took a lunch break because I'm working from home. And my daughter and I took a blue blanket and just went out on the lawn, on the front lawn, and sat out there together and looked at the grass. And we went out there barefoot and just, you know, wanted to just, you know, experience nature as well as the wind, as well as each other, you know. And I thought that was really cool, you know, to be able to just sit out there on a blanket with her and just experience her smiling and laughing and asking me questions and, you know, just being who she is, which is so wonderful because she is a brilliant child. And, you know, and she's also cooked me breakfast, you know, one day this week. And I was like, all right, come on, girl. I mean, eggs, bacon, honey, toast, juice. I was excited. And I said, wow, you know, it's kind of really cool. I mean, everything is still happening, right? And we're still dealing with this virus. But I think it's really cool that we're able to experience each other in a different way. I still can't wait to get back to work. I can't wait to get back to church. And I can't wait to go to the meetings and the functions that I'm used to going to. And really, really being engaged and speaking in front of groups of people and motivating them and giving my classes in front of groups. I miss that stuff. I promise y'all, I miss that right there. But I am not regretting being at home. I'm not regretting experiencing family in a new way. And I've been on, listen, y'all, I've been on the go for almost 35 years. Having one job or two jobs, trying to make the ends meet, or, you know, going from this meeting to that class to this, that. I mean, when I say on the go and running, Miss Sharon has ran all her life to the point where I used to get up on Saturdays, almost like I'm going to work and thinking I'm late and don't even realize it's Saturday. That's some hard running, okay? So for me to actually not have to run like that before anymore, or right at this moment or this dispensation of time right now, feels so good. Like, I don't even have no makeup on right now. It feels so good. It's like, I don't have to if I don't want to wear makeup, I don't have to. I was just excited about that. You know, it's just like, I can be comfortable. I'm in my living room. I'm just talking to y'all, just like as if I would talk to y'all if y'all came knocked on my front door. We'd be sitting in the living room talking. So we just chatting today. I don't really have any points to give you or any lessons learned, but I just wanted to. But, you know, also, guess what, guys? You know what? We can get back to writing letters. You know, let's write letters this week to people that we love and care about. You know, we got so much technology. We pretty much FaceTime all the time, but we could actually start back writing letters to people that we care about. Letters are things that people can hang on to for years and years and years. Letters are also things people can reread. And because it's in your handwriting, they know it's from you. So I have a challenge this week for y'all. Why don't you write a letter to someone who you haven't communicated with in a long time? And if you know their name and their address, send them a letter. I think that would absolutely be elated to get a letter from you. And let's do some other things that we haven't done in a long time. If you haven't already got your board games out, go get some. You know, Monopoly used to be the game of the family. What is that? Scramble, some of those games like that. Get the board games out. Let's start playing board games again. You know what? I bet you probably can't find marbles these days unless you go into a craft store. But get you some marbles. And for those of y'all who know what I'm talking about, go on and draw a stick in the dirt and make your little ring for the marble game. I mean, we really had some wonderful games back in the day that some of our children don't know nothing about. So it's an opportunity for us to teach them, you know, Jack Rocks and tic-tac-toe and a lot of things that they probably don't even play anymore. So I want to encourage you to bring back the old games. Do some of the things that we used to do as a kid when we used to go outside and play, and teach those to our young babies or our nieces and nephews if you don't have kids. Teach them. Because you'd be surprised on how fun those creative games were. I had fun when I did them. Hide and seek. Remember hide and seek? Baby, you can play hide and seek in the house. You can play hide and seek outside. But hide and seek is a good game. So let's try some of those old games. Let's get back to the basics. Back to the basics of fun. Back to the basics of love. And back to the basics of just being grateful that we all are still human beings on this earth and we doing all right, even though we're going through what we're going through.